Hey, Yarky, check out this new song I wrote. I wrote it in the Oval Office. Hey, this is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming at you via the BlowTopSecret.com member music feed on the topic of Aether Level 1. Or is that Aether? Aether? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, the Yarky thing, I don't know. I just had a Bush moment. Yeah, you gotta love a guy that goes around giving people funky nicknames. Woohoo! Yeah, that's very Ivy League. So, wanted to actually, you know, Yarkofin asked a bunch of good questions, and great post, Yarkofin, in the Aether thread. I like it. Asking all kinds of questions that would take a long time to type out. So, of course, I have to respond with a podcast, naturally, because it's a lot easier than typing all this. I can talk a lot better than I can type. So, anyway, yeah, this whole thing about angels and demons and, you know, meditation and how all that works. Of course, that's I've already got a huge number of ramble casts on that whole business too, but I can kind of try and summarize that. And also, I just wanted to cover some of the other things there, just kind of going down the line here. I know what you mean about the thing about you know, higher tones and lower tones, and the whole notion of angelic feeling versus demonic feeling and stuff like that. And I'm not sure what that means. I mean, you know, looking at it from an anthropological standpoint, maybe we tend to associate lower tones with growling and animals and predators. So we tend to assign a sense of menace to those. And higher tones, maybe we tend to associate those with things like birds and animals that can't hurt us. So, and after all, we do associate angels with wings, so maybe there's something to that theory. Or, if we really are spiritual beings and not just meat machines, then maybe there's something else going on there. Maybe there is more to it than meets the eye. Maybe we are more than just primates on a remote ball of dirt in the universe. And you know what? If we aren't, I'm okay with that. Being primates on a remote ball of dirt in the universe is still not a bad deal when you get down to it. I mean, it can be, but getting off topic there. So yeah, the whole issue of tones and how that relates to spirituality, I have my theories about it. They seem to jibe with my experiences. And the thing I find interesting is that they are, you know, there are some things that seem to be common to most people, and I always find that, you know, of interest. With regards to the whole Aether series being a training ground, oh yeah, oh yeah. I've been playing around with recording music in various ways since the 80s, so with computers since like the 90s, but playing around is the way to describe it. I've never really spent a great deal of time really getting into it, never really did anything significant in terms of previous work. So until last year, I actually started saying, all right, hey, I think I want to actually start doing something with music, and that's how that kind of all got going. And, of course, the whole Haibane Renmei angle, right, you know, and Wings of Gray. This is a training ground for me, and I've got a lot to learn. And then on top of all that, I got new equipment, new software. And this is some hardcore software. Woo! Yeah, and I got a whole bunch of it at the same time. And while I pride myself on being a quick study, this is pretty thick material. Ask anybody who's ever used Kontakt. It's pretty involved. You can do almost anything in it, but you got to know how. And I love the way it's organized. It's a really great piece of software. I've had some issues with it crashing inside Sonar and stuff, but I think I'm getting past that, and I think I'm going to be able to use it to do some incredible stuff. Man, it's got some killer samples in it. Killer! Killer! So anyway, so there's that angle, and yeah, this is actually my way of getting back to basics, doing this Aether series, because music of this kind should be, in my opinion anyway, reasonably simple, slow-moving, not too busy, you know, not anything that's going to really distract you too much. I mean, you know, if it's really fast-moving stuff, I don't think it's not what I'm looking for in this series. And, of course, that dovetails with my exploring Kontakt, which is what I'm using to make these songs. Exclusively, I might add. I'm just using Kontakt 2 to do these. And of course, as we go along to the higher levels, I'm planning to get more elaborate, although elaborate should still not mean more busy, just, you know, more sophisticated in terms of the techniques and the arrangement of the sound space and stuff like that. And, you know, graduating from using synthesizer pads to using more distinct individual tones and combining them in unique ways. Or at least that's kind of my thinking on that. So yeah, the whole notion of training ground. And as a consequence, some of these songs are just guaranteed to suck. They're just going to suck. You know, but each one I hope to learn something from. And like, for example, with Aether Level 2, you mentioned, you know, some of these higher tones can sound kind of creepy. And there's certainly a creepy element in Ether Level 2. And, you know, explored the whole glass space, you know. I love that Saturday Night Live skit, you know, with Christopher Walken as Bruce Dickinson and, Will Ferrell as, I forget his name. They had a nickname for him. The cowbell player. The cowbell skit. And so I just love it. I want you really to explore the studio space, you know, with the cowbell. So I use that expression a lot. So I'm exploring the studio space. And in the process of doing that, I may actually put in too much cowbell. So hopefully you can bear with me on that. And just whichever ether levels you don't like, just trash them. I will not be offended. You know, that's one of the problems with a lot of this kind of music. You know, there's this sort of snooty thing that goes along with it. Well, this is my alt form, and I will perform it for you now. And it is a cosmic awakening. And it's like, no, it's just me screwing around with my computer. However, maybe in the process of screwing around with the computer, I might actually just accidentally discover art. So that's the kind of the deal there. This notion of vibrations is very common. A lot, you know, you see this kind of stuff in Hinduism, you see it in Buddhism, you see Zen people, and you see vibrations around. And you know, the irony of it is, I think as we get more and more into quantum electrodynamics or quantum mechanics, quantum physics, whatever they're calling it these days, membrane theory, string theory, M theory, with brains. I love that. I love the brain theory, but as I get more into that, I think they're just coming to rediscover more and more. I love some of these descriptions, you know, the Dirac sea, you know, where you have particles and antiparticles constantly spawning and recombining, you know, it's how they define empty space. Well, isn't that special? You know, that sounds a lot like wave action to me, and really I think the issue is what we'll probably come to discover is that this pattern of wave action, and you know, this is my armchair physicist point of view, is that we will discover that pretty much all energy and all matter and everything we know is all essentially constructs of n-dimensional waveforms. You know, particles just are what some of these waveforms look like to us, you know, from our perspective, but there's actually more to them and they're actually waveforms. Or at least that's my opinion, but I digress. Anyway, oh, and I like the experiment. Yeah, let's experiment with rats and see which one goes nuts. My prediction is if you took two rats and you had, you know, played, like, and you'll notice I have this other music I'm going to start putting out, more rock style music. And while Your Name in Lights is, by the way, I need to remix that. That mix is way too muddy. And it might actually not sound so bad if I do that. Yeah, I'll get around to it. Anyway, we'll play the hard rock for one rat and then play my Ether series for the other rat. However, I think both rats would end up getting irritable. It's just the way I am. What can I say? So let's get on to this deal of angels and demons and meditation. Do I actually go into another place? Well, I don't. That's kind of a tricky question because I feel like my awareness does tend to broaden, might be a way to put it, or that my focus doesn't necessarily center on, you know, it just depends. Sometimes I feel very centered and feel like I'm going deeper within myself when I'm meditating. And then other times when I'm in what I call my seer mode, I'll be thinking about a certain thing, keying in on something, a place or a person or something like that. For example, I meditate about my friends and family and relatives every now and then, just checking in on them and see what kind of vibe I get, and then I'll call them and see if it matches. And it's surprising. It really is surprising how that can match up. I can often tell when someone's going through trouble. Sometimes I don't even have to meditate. It just kind of, whoa, I need to call mom, you know, or something like that. So that's one aspect of it. So I think it varies as far as where I go. As far as being physically elsewhere, I don't feel that way. I don't feel like I physically go anywhere. I know that people who describe astral projection talk about a feeling of actually physically going somewhere. But in my case, I don't do that. It's rather just more like my my focus of conscience, you know, my locus of consciousness goes somewhere else, but it's not like I feel like I'm physically going there. And let's see. Oh, and as far as getting past meditating and just seeing black and being relaxed, my advice for that, and by the way, that's a good place to be. That's kind of like what I would consider the starting point for what comes after that. And by the way, when you've reached that point, you're in a good place. My recommendation for how to get past that is don't worry so much about what your eyes are physically seeing. See if you can get over that and just open your mind, you know, like a Total Recall, you know, Quado or whatever that. Open your mind. I think there the key is just not worry about what you're physically seeing and kind of get into where your mind is at. It's a different way of looking at it for everybody. So, you know, the main thing is don't worry about it. If you're feeling like you're stuck, the thing to do is just relax. And I think what you'll find is the less you try, the easier it gets. It's like falling off a log. Once you do it, you're just like, oh, okay. So that's all there is to it. Anyone can do it. It really is not. It's not hard at all. It takes no special esoteric knowledge. It's a natural state for all of us. And now, as far as hearing or seeing these things, I don't physically hear or physically see anything when I'm meditating. I mean, other than whatever might distract me. It's literally when I meditate, my attention is going away from what I'm physically hearing and what I'm physically seeing. And so when, for example, with angels and demons, I get impressions. And the thing that's interesting is when I talk about their sound and their music, I don't hear it. I feel it. And it has a very distinct feeling that seems like sound, but it's not sound that I can hear with my ears. And same thing with visions. Visions are kind of like the best way to analogize visions and how I quote unquote see things when I meditate is it's a lot like having a memory, where you have a memory of something. And sometimes the memories are vague and sometimes the memories are vivid. There might be some events in your life that you can remember vividly where you can literally like see the look on someone's face or, just there's certain elements that just stand out. It's the same way when I'm meditating. And that's actually one of the reasons why I kind of theorize that maybe some of what I'm seeing, in fact, maybe our dreams, are actually, there's a combination of things probably, things like telepathy, the society light, there's a lot of theories that society light puts out about that. Telepathy and memories, not just of this life, I don't think, but of previous lives and previous experiences that are not necessarily human. In fact, I think most of my previous experiences that I can remember are non-human and from points of view and mental frames of reference that just don't jibe with the primate world, just don't add up. And it's, I guess, one of the reasons why I've been kind of drifting more towards what might be thought of as a Hindu perspective. This notion that we are all spirits that evolve and so forth. Not that I'm really big on the specifics of Hinduism, but I think in terms of principles, I'm kind of on the same, on the same page with a lot of Hindus. So when I talk about hearing angels and talk about hearing demons, it's not in the physical sense. And yet the analogy is so consistent with what I would describe as hearing sound. And, the strong visions that I've had are very vivid. And I can, ooh, man, it's intense stuff. And yet still nothing that I could see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but memorable and expressible in terms of seeing things and in terms of hearing things. But that's another interesting element of my visions, is that a lot of the characteristics of my visions don't really correlate to sight and sound as I understand them as a human being. It's more like a comprehension that I wouldn't be able to just map out to the five senses. There's more to it. It's like maybe what Robert Heinlein would refer to as a grokking. I just kind of grok the situation. Like with the convergence, I had a point of view, but I could hear, and it was in space. It seemed like I was in space. There was a look that was very much like a big star that I was very near, and then there were all these other stars around, and nebulae, and all this. And yet, the perspectives and the colors and everything else, I wouldn't say that they necessarily correlated with what I would with what I see, you know, in the real world, quote unquote. So yeah, just kind of a note about that. And see, that's the thing. Yeah. Okay. So ether is where I'm trying to learn what I can about how to express this sort of stuff. And then meditations is what I consider, you know, kind of the more hardcore graduate level project. And one of the things about meditations, by the way, is a friend of mine gave me a copy of the book called Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, who I consider to be the greatest Roman emperor. And interesting guy, Marcus Aurelius. And it's my plan before I do meditations to read that book cover to cover, because I haven't done that yet. And so that's kind of a little back note for meditations. let's see, what else? So, yeah, anyway, some things about, you know, Ether Level 1. I did a remix, as it were, you know, just normalized the volume levels on it, did a little bit of tweaking, but basically it's the same song, and I just raised it up so that when I'm playing it on my playlist, because I do listen to my own music a lot, I mean, it's the only way I learn, you know, I got to listen to what I'm playing and then say, okay, well, I like this and I don't like that. And by the way, on that, I always encourage brutal criticism from people. You know, if you got something you don't like or whatever, let me know and I won't be offended at all. I really greatly prize honest criticism. As I like to say, you know, brutal honesty is better than gentle deception, right? So, you know, I'm always looking for that. But even if it is just, hey, you know, attaboy, or, you know, it's cool, or, yeah, I don't like it, I'm not sure exactly why, that's all good. It's all good, baby. Anyway, let's see. I think I've pretty much covered the ground on that. I got Ether Level 2. Oh, by the way, Ether Level 2. You mentioned the creepy tones. That sort of inspired me. I wanted to play with the glass loop anyway. I was playing around with that for Ether Level 1, but I didn't use it because I just ended up going with that single pad. But, you know, I did go with it for Level 2. And, yeah, Level 2 has a different feel. And each of these levels will. They'll have a different feeling. I don't want them all to sound the same. I want each level to have a different feeling to it, and I want to learn from each one, but they'll all sound pretty new agey, you know. It's just all going to sound pretty new agey because that's kind of the goal here. And you know, there's no drums. No drums, maybe some crystals or something like that, I don't know, some wind chimes on occasion. I might play around with that kind of stuff. You know, I'm looking for a celestial vibe, but I might do some wind and some, you know, nature noises and stuff like that, and just play around with that too. We'll see. But anyway, I think I've babbled on long enough about Ether Level 1. And of course, I encourage anyone who's, you know, got any comments one way or the other, or, you know, is curious about something or technique or whatever, just let me know. I'll be happy to comment on all this. It's a learning experience for me, and I'm trying to pass along what little I know to anyone else who may be interested. And on that note, I guess it's time for me to get back to it. Be well, friends.